It's Thursday, the 7th of January, 8 a.m. and it's, again, black. Black as a black hole. This overcast skies are preventing any light coming from the sun. My goodness, it's just... I said this yesterday, I think it's getting darker in the morning. It appeared that way this morning again, it's incredible. Let there be light, says the Lord. Let there be light. Oh, man. It's light rain. You can say that. It's about the only thing it's like. But, just a wee breeze blowing now and again. Having said that, there'll be a big gust coming sweeping around the corner just now, just to make a liar out of me. But at least it's mild, fairly mild. Crazy mile for a time of year. Crazy stuff. So, I had a great sleep last night. I went to bed with, I wouldn't quite say in trepidation, but thinking, consciously thinking that the stabbing pains in my ear will give me another restless night. But I didn't, actually, because when I went to bed and I laid down and adorned my ear with its foam ring, and I laid down on the pillow and I thought, oh, there's something wrong. There's no pain. Why is there no pain? Incredible pain right through the night before. Why is there no pain? And then I became skeptical, as you do. I'm lying there thinking, yeah, the pain's going to come along any minute now. It's going to come along. And before you knew it, I was sleeping sound asleep. Two or three times during the night, I did have to get the ring back into position. But I had a great sleep. Yeah, great sleep for me is in and out of deep sleep, but as long as it's not periods of long periods of being awake or tossing and turning for the pain discomfort. So I have to mark it down as a great night's sleep. I feel incredibly better this morning. Also feeling better because in my head now I know that just leave the ear alone. Don't go rubbing creams or oils in you. So that was good. I was quite pleased with that, actually. So I am feeling pretty good this morning. Pretty good. I could just stop this now. Why don't I? because I'm enjoying this light drizzly rain on my face. And the fresh air. Does that sound like a prop plane in Bernigolbach? Or is it a jet? I don't know. I had a good day up at Andrew's farm yesterday. I love being up there. I love blithering with them all. Jenny has got a health issue that she's concerned about. Got her mind concerned that you've got cancer of the stomach or the esophagus or something. That's what everybody does nowadays, isn't it? As soon as you get something, oh my God, I've got cancer. Just the way we are just now, we've been programmed to think that anything goes wrong with us is cancer. And she's a wee bit worked up about it. Andra, listening to Andra tell his rubbish jokes. I suppose he doesn't get much chance to bounce these off of somebody else. He was looking good yesterday. And he's got this nasal problem. But apart from that, it's just nice to be up there and talk to them all. Be up there in God's fresh air, and the smell of muck, wading through muck. It's like stepping into a different world. It's like escapism from the normal world. Not that my normal world is something you're desperately trying to escape, but if you know what I mean, it's just, there's no road noise. All you can hear are the beasts. Tractors, fresh air, way back, stepping away back. I think if I could even get work on that farm, helping with farm work and hours, one day a week, just one day a week, I would grab it. I suppose I could volunteer. Volunteer my assistance for one day in the week. A mutual benefit, I guess. But then you're never like to intrude and impose, put people in a position where you would feel obliged to say, you know, to accept that. Wherein maybe they're happy with the way it's going and they'll know me as I am for what I do and being a friend, but, you know, would that necessarily mean that they would want me to be a regular worker once a week, or be unpaid? I don't know. But I wouldn't want to put them in that position. So I guess it's metaphorically speaking, and I say that we'd be up there for one day in a week. But I would love to. There's nothing wrong with getting your hands and your wheels stuck into farm work. Strange noises this morning. Yeah. It's getting wetter. Wetter and wetter and wetter.